Blog Talk Radio.
Boop. Now music. Good. Yes, it is this wanted program. Another edition. First edition of 2015. No, it's not the first, it's the fifth one. That's a minute's count. I guess we have a lot to get to. Even though I feel like we've done the same things about three times in a row on here. But we'll go to Kappa. He's here. Welcome, sir.
Jamie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear you. I'm a little tired this morning.
Well, I guess we're all tired. I don't feel it. I may sound it, though.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Well, you know, it is December already. The Christmas tree will be up here pretty soon, I guess. But Philadelphia, the Mr. Man Crush Coughlin gave you guys a little hope out there in Philly after the Redskins Kissing Cousins won, beat Hide Your Heart. So that kind of gave Philly a little hope, you know, a little bit.
A little bit of undeserved hope, but
right.
We got it.
Right. So you guys got to go into New England. You got to go into New England and play the proverbial perp of the Flaky. That'll be a pretty interesting game. So, I mean, what's the prediction? Do you think Chubbles has gone out there in Eagles land? I mean, you think he's done? Or?
I think whatever he does, he will return in a 2016 year.
I think you'll wait for Leary to – Leary to fire him. Who knows what should happen?
No, they wouldn't fire him. They wouldn't fire him after his third year, but I don't think.
Right.
Much of the chagrin of many nights.
So I see your 70 sisters won a game, but my Cowboys, they go one in football, no one really cares. Let's talk about the game, I think, of the week is the Colts and the Pittsburgh and Steel City. Your thoughts on that game? I tell you what,
well,
I go both ways.
Yeah, that might possibly be the game of the week. Cause there's really not so many great games this week.
Right.
There's great teams playing, and we'll see some great football probably, but I don't think
there's too many great
games, but
I think it's big because for both teams, its implications like south and also in the north for wildcard. But I think here in town, my lovely wife, my left Vikings fan, you got Peter the Cheetah rolling in here, the Queens, the Bank. That's a very large game for Seattle because it could unravel. So there's a couple big games, I think, in Week 13 here. The Lions game was absolutely embarrassing for the head coach of the Motor City Kitties. I asked him to be fired a long time ago. That was an epic ending when I got home from work. My wife didn't believe it. I told her, I said, guess what? You got to win then, Peter the Cheetah. What's your thoughts on Thursday night game?
Well, my thoughts are that it's very hard. It must have been very hard to watch for anyone that had a stake in that game. And to just have it end like this, it's just gut-wrenching. And, they are giving the Caldwell a lot of rope.
Yep.
He seems like a nice guy, but they're giving him a lot of rope considering who else they fired this year.
They should have fired
the president, but he survived.
Yep. Exactly. Well, Peyton Manning's not going to come back. Jamie, as usual, you guys have a happy holiday season. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right,
my wife says happy holidays.
Happy
holidays.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Ciao.
Let's go. He's up. Chris, Tommy, on the air. What's up, sir?
What's going on, JC?
Yeah.
On a Christmas tree, huh?
Yes. How's it going in the hump for the tree?
We're not there yet. We just lost Uncle David. We were following him. He tried calling me, but I was on hold, so I couldn't answer.
Oh, you could have gotten a hold for that. Come on.
Nah, I didn't want to come back on hold. I was in position. I was good.
I guess you didn't.
Best comment of the week last weekend was, you think the Patriots are even going to wear pads next week?
Yeah. It will be like, where's the line going to be, though? It will be like a 30, and now people say it's entirely too high. So it's a really interesting
game. What is
game.
The line? Did you see what the line is?
I think it's like 9 or 9.5, depending on where you look.
They could lose by 3 touchdowns with ease.
Yeah, very easily. No problem. They could lose by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Absolutely. The Sixers, yeah, they're fun. Did you watch Okafor's fight video?
Yes, his fight video is so fun. I love hearing what
they
see
in
the
game.
They are really spurring them on and acting like a bunch of funny ones there in the back of the video.
I know. I hear you. So what else you got going on? Anything?
There's not much else going on. It's very warm though, which people can't get used to up here, as you know. But hopefully, it's turning
a
little
bit. Just because now winter's going to go into April now.
Probably true that we'll be getting 20s and 30s in April now. Oof.
That's what's going to happen. We're all going to be outside trying to practice for baseball and football, and it's going to be freezing.
Could be very true. All right.
All right, brother, you have a good one.
What?
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
This setup is faulty. You're not holding the phone up very well. Yes, Pac is the one with a lot of faults. He's on.
I know all about faults. That's where I come in. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. So, all right.
All right.
In the past, with the Eagles games, I've asked you to give me a winner. I've asked you to name a player to watch for. I've asked whatever. This week, I'm asking you, why should I watch this game? Now, keep in mind, I am going to watch it. But just a hypothetical, why should I, as an Eagles fan, even watch this game?
You can watch the game because I think Joe Buck is going to be on it, and he'll probably have a couple interesting flubs or stories that you can. Yeah, because it's at 4:25 on Fox. So I don't think they changed it. I think he's still on it.
Wow. Well, it's the Patriots, I guess. Yeah. I guess these last 5 games for the Eagles are to. I mean, I would let you guys let Aguilar play the whole game. Let Eric Rowe play. I mean, at this point, it's like I don't care what people are saying. They forget the division. They're better off just playing those guys and just seeing what's going on for next year.
Well, yes, and I think that might really start to happen if they get blown out tomorrow and blown out by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
I agree with what your Uncle Chris said. I can't see any way they keep this game within 2 score. Like that, even with, I mean, granted, New England's pretty banged up, but the Eagles just, I don't see how they can keep the score close against anyone right now.
It'd be very hard to see that they could beat a single team right now.
Yeah. Did you see Ben Simmons the other night?
Yes, 43.
That's
now
a,
we have some major
monster,
dude.
Yeah, can this be the 1 year we get lucky in the lottery and actually win the lottery?
I don't want to be in that business of saying whether we're going to get lucky in the lottery or not, because it's quite backfired. But I think maybe one time, I don't think we'll win any more than we've had the last couple, so we'll get more chance to.
And then the Lakers slipped to 4. We ended up with 1-4, dude. Our troubles are over.
Yeah,
well,
the tank
really.
Is over.
Well, we'll see. Who knows? They can tank the next 10 years.
Yeah, they might end up doing it. I would not put a pin.
Hey, you got Temple Owls today at noon. It's a good game, right? What if they win this game? This is the conference, like, championship, right?
No, this is a conference championship, and then they have a New Year's Bowl. They win.
That would be awesome. Go out. I think they're like a 5-point dog today, I believe.
Yes, that sounds right. That they be a dog.
Let's go Owls today.
Yes, Owls. Big stuff.
Yeah.
12.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. All right. All right. Take care of there, sir.
Yeah. Bye.
I have
Yeah,
sit there with nothing rather than I have trivia sitting here waiting for you. Just because I said it, you don't
do it. You know that your rants get on air, do you?
I should,
I'll get my name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being. Turn that off, yeah. Is my hair getting any better? Have you compared the pictures at all that you took?
Alright, what should we talk about?
I don't know.
And see what I put for it in the.
You wrote this and scripted? Wow.
Come join us as we discuss the week's happenings in sports. Is Steph Curry the best shooter to have ever played? Will Sam Bradford ever prove that he's good enough to remain a good quarterback? How many games do you predict that the abysmal Sixers will win this year? Let's talk.
Well, that's a nice sports talk video bullet points.
Steph, talk. Do you think Steph Curry is the best shooter to ever play?
I do. Do you? Your opinion matters. You would have
the other day, he scored like 28 straight points or something. He scored 40 points on 18 shots somehow.
Yes, because he jacked. He took like 10 threes.
And I think I also read that he's about to surpass the amount of threes that Larry Bird had his whole career, just in his two seasons.
Well, Larry Bird was not a three shooter, though. Who's here? What's going on with the tree hunt?
Well, we just got here, and there looks like I feel like Will Ferrell in the, up in Christmas Land, surrounded by all the little elves. These are all tiny trees. They're small, so I have to see if I can find a big one somewhere.
You're a big critic of trees. I don't think you've ever got a tree, like, in a long, long time, right?
No, I usually like them, but these just look like little mini mites. I don't know.
What?
It looks small, I'm saying.
Okay.
Mom's going to get mad. Wait a second. So, the most interesting thing in sports right now is the Warriors, obviously, in my opinion. So, we got 5 o'clock showtime tonight. We're all going to watch. Get popcorn.
Who said it's going to be on TV? You must
have
bought NBA League Pass or something if this keeps out.
You're right. It probably won't even be on. 5 o'clock. What network carries them at 5 o'clock?
I don't
Nothing.
Know. You might have to buy one team NBA League Pass if you want to keep on watching them every night.
I can just watch. I still can watch the highlights. And they switch over for live cut-ins.
They would switch over. You know if they win, they'll undefeated till Christmas if they that would now equal the longest streak in the history of the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
For wins.
Oh, is that? Oh, it's exactly that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see a nice full one here. It's not horrible. Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you soon. I love you.
Back to work. Bye.
Bye.
Trivia?
I think you've got to wrangle them in for the tree.
Are they there?
Yeah, but they just got there apparently, and they're small, but now he's handful one. He's not very good at picking trees. He's just not.
What are you doing? Did you hang up?
No. It's just on speaker, because I don't want to hold it anymore. Do you think he's a... What? Yes, it is on speaker. There we go. Speaker.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite.
That's bad.
You like this one?
No. We're doing music trials here on the show with no name. Is it in there? Are you gonna play it?
Processing audio file.
No. It's not clear here.
Okay, here we go. Let's try it out.
I hope it's what you think it is. You wanna hear?
Sample music on my music files on my laptop.
What else? Any other sample music you want to play?
Computer.
Are you watching Law and Order in there?
Sample music. That was Kalimba.
What's this? If someone dies, we could play this or something. That's a nice orchestral sound.
That's a jam for your show, then.
You think Columba is?
Well, let's try it. Can't beat it.
Columba.
By Mr. Struff on the album Ninja Turtles.
What else? There's three in there.
in here for some reason.
Just come in a bit and...
But I do have somewhere on here. I think I downloaded.
You're not talking in the phone.
Yeah, Amazon Music.
Are you downloading Amazon Music,
like
any?
Here's the soundtrack. Let's see if I go here. But I don't know what I'm doing.
I want flyers tickets. Can I get this?
Yeah.
Just have a stock and stuff, and then I'll figure out what else I want. Even though everyone's going to go in the Flyers because they have the longest winning streak for any team since, like, December 28th of last year for the Eagles. Or last time someone was over 500, I should say. Not.
Really?
Yeah, they are now over 500. They're 11, 10, and 5. So. You just have to buy it, right? That'll help.
I don't know how it works.
It's 21. I thought it's 25. It's only 21.
Good news. Prime Music gives you unlimited access to new songs. So, you can play.
What? What is it we're playing now?
Nice, you're listening to one station.
No, we're not. You have to put your volume up.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hello.
Yes.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello.
Alright.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Are we done? I feel like this has been a long 30 minutes.
Yes, there's 7 minutes left. What do you think?
When we were younger.
Yeah. This is not my show. Getting close to Sam Breath is probably gonna. He's playing, yes. No, leave it. Leave it.
So what do you think the over-under for the Sixers?
I think they'll win 13. How about that? 13 and 69.
Oh, you never seem to be home. I think I get a singing contract again on Blog Talking. Share my skills.
Blog Talking them. Yes.
All right.
That's how. Wow. 5:25 today. I'm sure you.
Right, well. Sure.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. Bye, millions of. You want to do that flood summer? I'm sure we will use it though.
Here's one. In 2001, the year you were born, so I don't see how you possibly know this, but in the year you were born, this ex-Kentucky Hoops coach was booed as he returned as Louisville's coach.
Rick Pitino.
Ah, for $800. $800 for... Jeopardy. This team's Cal McRae said, if they're booing, they're the dumbest fans in baseball.
Yankees. No. Maybe I wasn't born in the day.
What? No, the Royals.
Yeah.
The Royals. Alright, got another one for you. On December 15th, 1968, this NFL team's fans famously...
God. Yeah.
You didn't get anything.
Yeah, you did.
Look, you didn't get anything. Famously booed Santa and pelted him with snowballs.
I don't think I have to answer that.
I've heard about this a million times, but... All right, let's sit here. The right guard for 400.
What?
This star guard for the Pistons became the team's general manager in 2000.
Judge Newmorris.
Wow. Here's one. This Spur made his pro debut with an Argentinian. Get down.
Da. Donkey. Let him out. I don't want him here. He's already messed it all up. You should get rid of him. It's imaginary. All
right.
We're done. Bye. Go Temple, get a win so we can have some buzz. Please. When your legs don't go, so they used to before. Oh, you...